Michelle Saros gave voice to a generation of young Mexican-Americans through her short stories, poems, and her memoir, How to Be a Chicana Role Model. Saros died of cancer on Sunday at her home in Berkeley, California. She was 48. NPR's Mondelit del Barco has an appreciation.
Michelle Saros was a new kind of Latina writer. She didn't speak Spanish much, listened to ABBA. She was a vegan who liked to surf and skateboard. She made wisecracks about breakfast cereal, graffiti taggers, and thumping sound systems.
Why can't I be like those cool girls and like the cars that go boom, ba boom?
Saros was a college student in 1993 when her first book was published, titled Chicana Falsa and Other Stories of Death, Identity, and Oxnard. It was a collection of wry stories and poems about growing up in an unincorporated rural agricultural community, Oxnard, near the California coast. In it, she wrote about protesting in the frozen food aisle of a grocery store and lusting after chicharrones.
Man, I couldn't get enough of that crackly pork skin. I crammed them in tortillas that were always too small, so I ate them right out of the pot, throwing small crispy bits into the air, like popcorn, letting them land into my open, anxious mouth.
Like others in what came to be known as Generation Mex, Saros and her writing were influenced by both her working-class Mexican-American heritage and Southern California pop culture.
I relished the fact that I was a fourth-generation Californian, but not looking like the stereotypical blonde beach girl. I always felt like an outsider.
That's Michelle Saros on NPR in 2000. She appeared on this network many times over the years. Saros was also part of the lively spoken word scene in Los Angeles in the 1990s. She often performed as a member of the Chicana poetry collective called Y Que Más. Screenwriter Evangeline Ordaz was also in the group.
In fact, when we were performing together, she always had to go last because none of us wanted to follow her.
Ordaz says Saros' writing was different from the militant identity politics of an earlier generation of Chicano poets.
She still talked about really, important issues in the Latino community, but she did it by telling funny stories.
Michelle Saros told those stories on stage with 11 other poets on the Lollapalooza tour in 1994.
It kind of really showed where poetry was at the time, that it was okay, alongside rock music. And if anybody could stand up next to a rock star, it was Michelle, because she was literally the rock star of the poetry scene at the time.
Playwright and performance artist Luis Alfaro was among those performing with her at Lollapalooza.
She speaks for a whole generation of Mexican Americans, who have a very different way of looking at their parents' culture and trying to make sense of all those crazy rituals that are you.
Alfaro donned a poofy dress for one of those rituals, a quinceanera, a sweet 15 party that Michelle Saros threw for the publication of Chicana Falsa. She also had a more serious side, writing two young adult novels, Honey Blonde Chica and a sequel, Scandalosa. She said she wanted them to be different from the books she grew up reading.
They followed a similar theme, and that's the theme I call the three B's. It was always about barrios, borders, or bodegas. And I wanted to present a life that truly goes on that we don't always see in the mainstream media.
Michelle Saros is also well known for her guidebook, How to Be a Chicana Role Model. She wrote it as a tongue-in-cheek chronicle, but for many readers, she remains someone to emulate. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.